Ezekiel 37, verses 1 through 14. So starting in Ezekiel 37, verse 1, these are the words of God. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley, and it was full of bones. He caused me to pass among them round about, and behold, there was very many on the surface of the valley, and lo, they were very dry. He said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. Again he said to me, Prophesy over these bones, and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter you, that you may come to life. I will put sinews on you, make flesh grow back on you, cover you with skin, and put breath in you that you may come alive. And you will know that I am the Lord. And so I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied there was a noise, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone, and I looked, and behold, sinews were on them, and flesh grew, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they come to life. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they came into life and stood on their feet in exceedingly great army. And he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried up, and our hope has perished. We are completely cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves, my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel. Then you will know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves and caused you to come out of your graves, my people. I will put my spirit within you, and you will come to life, and I will place you on your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and done it, declares the Lord. And that's God's word. And so you remember the many promises we heard of blessing to God's people that he would bring with pouring out the Holy Spirit in chapter 36 that we heard last Lord's Day. And with that, the regeneration and washing of sin and giving a new heart so that they might believe. And he gave those promises, like we said, in the last chapter. And here in chapter 37, it kind of continues with the thought about regeneration and the Holy Spirit. And we find the people, those who have been dispersed, those who are in exile, are so destitute of all their helps and advantages that they had as once the people of God, as they had at one time, and put it in a bigger perspective, he describes them here as the people are dead, and they're just bones. And they've been dead a long time. They're very dry. And we think of the living dead now, physically alive, but spiritually dead in their trespasses and sins. Can they live? You ask that question. Can they live? People around you as you go about in this world, we look out, and we might say, well, that one's pretty good. That person over there is pretty good. And they could live. They could believe. And yet you look at another and that one you say is wicked and evil. Maybe they're poor. And so you don't think about them. And they won't be able to live or believe. And when we do that, we judge God and what he can do wrongly. We blaspheme his name. We doubt his power and his faithfulness. Ezekiel, though, says in verse 3, the question came to him, Son of man, can these bones live? And how did he answer? Not like we often think or how we answer. He said, O Lord God, you know. And it's not based on what we see. It's based on the God who chooses to make alive, and we have a picture here then of regeneration. Notice that it's accompanied by the word of God, verse 4. O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Regeneration is always accompanied by the word of the Lord. And the word and the spirit go together. They often do, especially when talking about salvation, regeneration in the scriptures. And the Spirit will come and give breath, the breath that it repeats there a few times, that they needed, verses 9 and 10, that breath is the same breath you find in Genesis 1. Literally it says the breath was over the water. It's the Spirit we know, and here it's the same thing. As we see the interpretation of it, or the application of it, in verses 11 through 14. And so it is, as it came through preaching, the Holy Spirit comes and works and makes alive. And then the last four verses, it's all these things, this vision is explained and applied to their current situation. So it's not applied directly to us, it's applied to Judah and Jerusalem, to Israel, directly. And yet has application for us. And there, as he applies it to them, he will raise up a remnant from among them, breathe life into them by the Holy Spirit, who he will put within them as the Word of God comes. The Spirit comes, the indwelling presence of God and His people, to bring them into the land that they have been kicked out of, or exiled from, and give them hope, of course, in the heavenly country, the promised land that they look forward to, is even greater than that physical land. To be with Jesus forever. And that's our hope as well. And so, beloved, do not doubt the power of God. We often like to doubt the power of God. Do not doubt Him. That He is able to save even the dead by His Word and by His Spirit. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we thank You for Your Word. We thank You for Your Holy Spirit. That You work greatly and mightily and powerfully to save those who are dead. Those who You've chosen, You have chosen from before the foundation of the world at the right time. You call them unto Yourself as You send Your Spirit into them. And You call by the means of the Word of God. And we thank You for that. As You have called each one of us who have believed here, You sent Your Spirit and You called us by Your Word and You called us to come unto Yourself that we would have life forever in Your Son. And You breathe into us life. Though we were dead in our trespasses and sins, You made us alive that we would be then holy and blameless before You. And so, Father, may we know, as we see throughout the book of Ezekiel, we see in the other prophets as well, how many times You do these things, that we would know that You are Yahweh. And so, Father, may we know that You are Yahweh, the God who is over all other gods, the Lord of lords and the King of kings. Father, we also thank You that You have given us this congregation. We pray that You would keep us, You would guard us, and You would watch over us as You are our King. And You would continue to provide for us and protect us from evil, from false teaching, and from the devil. We pray for those who may be sick that You would heal them. And we pray for those who travel in the next few weeks that You would keep them safe. And You would even be with our government, and as those who have been elected come into office next month, we pray that You would save them and that You would cause them to love You and rule rightly and well in accordance with Your law. Father, show us mercy, not because of what we deserve, but because we pray in Christ's name. We ask that You would hear us and answer according to Your will, and we pray in faith, knowing that You will answer us according to Your will. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.